Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it.
Bubba from Forrest Gump providing us with the sound. But the story today comes from America.
At the Shrimp Basket Restaurant in Pensacola, Florida, one customer has been a constant. For lunch, he always ordered a cup of gumbo, light on the rice, hold the cracker. And again at dinner, cup of gumbo, light rice, no cracker. It was that every day, twice a day, for 10 years.
Appreciate you.
Chef Donnell Stallworth says you can set your clock by this guy.
Order!
Mr. Hicks don't miss no day. We open the doors up. Mr. Hicks here to greet us.
78-year-old Charlie Hicks was omnipresent until last September, when he wasn't. Didn't show up for several days.
I knew then something was wrong.
Fearing the worst, Donnell left work in the middle of his shift and drove to Charlie's apartment. He knocked on the door, repeatedly, but no answer.
And right when I was finna turn, I heard a voice just like, "Help!" And then I opened the door up. He was laying on the ground, and I didn't know what his conditions was. That was the scariest part right there.
Being a regular of that restaurant saved that man's life, undoubtedly at 78 years of age. Since that, they started bringing his order every day to the hospital he was in, and a while passed and he was ready to come home. Then the people out of the restaurant, they sorted out an apartment that is so close to the restaurant, you can sit in the restaurant and look at his front door. And then eventually, when he was well enough, 3 months after he was found, he got back into the restaurant, and now they're looking after him every day to make sure he's all right.
It's community right there. People noticing where you are, who you are, expecting you at certain times. Are you a regular anywhere, Dave?
Yeah, but not to the point of that I think I'd be missed if I wasn't in there for 3 or 4 days. Do you think there's any place that you're a regular off that you would be missed if you didn't turn up?
Like, genuinely, this is really let me know I'm not living my life the right way, because I can't think of anywhere off the top of my head. Like, maybe if I stopped going to my hairdresser, she might check in and be like, is everything okay?
Because I think men change barbers. Maybe not a lot, that's not the right word. But I think the barber then is afraid to reach out in case that they have found a new barber and they don't want their heart broken by no one for certain. They would rather think that that person moved away than actually just found somebody else to cut their hair.
Knowing you have a regular, whether it be your local takeaway, whether it be your local establishment, where else could you be a regular enough that if they didn't see you, they might actually raise a few concerns? And do you have that place in your life?
Have you a regular spot? 087-1-102-107. Let us know.
Hi, Dave and Fionnuala.
Hello.
The only regular thing I have is work.
Aww.
I'm Charlotte Monin, and I'm sure they'd miss me if I wasn't.
Ah, Charlotte, I'm sure they would miss you.
On that, at what point in the day would you start to panic if I wasn't here and you hadn't heard from me?
5 to 3.
Ah, come on now.
5 to 3. And be like, Jesus, she could get a bit of a move on. Show us at 3. Come on now.
Not Fionnuala. Even 2:15, no.
I know. You might have something on. Around Christmas time, if you weren't here 3:10, I'd be like, ah, she'll turn up. I'll do the news.
I would like to flag that I put a little bit more effort into the job than that, but not as bad as Christina.
You wanted me to say, if you weren't here at 7 o'clock in the morning, Fionnuala, I'd be so worried.
Lads, I'd be fairly regular now coming home every evening.
Is that right?
And I think if I was missing for 3 or 4 days, I think she'd notice something wrong.
Gary, that's good. It's good to know that if you didn't come home for 3 days, you would be missed in your house.
We were slightly hoping to expand it beyond your immediate family and work colleagues, because obviously they are the regular spots in most people's lives.
I know a lad, and you can actually find this online. He wasn't in the Chinese for a couple of weeks, and he got a message from the Chinese. Well, long time no see, are you okay? He was like, wow, I really need to stop ordering Chinese. But he was missed.
It's Christmas, a time for neighbourly concern. But no, at any time of the year, you're missing someone regular. And that's the goal maybe for myself and Dave for 2026. Find a place to become enough of a regular that they'll put a call out of concern if they don't see us.
I wonder how long it would take for us not to be on the radio for somebody to think, hey, what's going on there?
Ara.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.